Welcome to the 1,000 Places to Fight Before You Die podcast. I'm your host, Mike Willits. This is our very first edition, so it's great to have you on board. Come back often to hear great fights and a little bit of travel advice from the fighting couple. Our first podcast is titled, Our First Turkish Bath. Turkey has become one of our very favorite destinations. It offers incredible cuisine, friendly hospitality, and a glimpse into the ancient world that is both accessible and very well preserved. Now, you can't visit Turkey without getting a Turkish bath. The tradition goes back hundreds of years. We chose one of Istanbul's most famous Turkish baths, the Kalagyo Hamanini. I'm not sure we pronounced that right. The bath building is of stunning medieval design. The bath is probably the world's most famous Turkish bath. It's featured in a 1,000 Places to Go Before You Die book and is reputed to have been visited by King Edward VII, Florence Nightingale, Tony Curtis, and Cameron Diaz, and now my wife Lucy. You walk in and you're greeted by two gentlemen, or bath guys. They give you the rundown on the different bath options. We chose the bath and the massage. Well, you put down your money and we picked out our soap and soap mint. Lucy was whisked away to the women's side, and from what she later described, I should have followed her. Okay, so they give you your key to your compartment, and in you go. Afterward, you receive directions from an aging gentleman, and they were pretty simple. Take off clothes, put on towel. No welcome to the bath, no you may be concerned about modesty, etc. Now, the men's waiting room is right in front of the front door as you walk in. And so I put on my small towel and walked out, and there was an audience. And a couple of girls were actually pointing and laughing at me, and I'm not sure they were laughing about me or my towel. I don't know what it was. So you are then escorted into the back, which opens to a beautiful, huge, domed room. At the center is a huge marble slab, and the entire room, it's about 1,000 degrees and about 200% humidity. There's about 10 or so bathers total. One of the employees, blue towel, says, go to hot room. Now, at this point, I'm thinking, that's pretty hot in here. Go to the hot room. So I'm led into the back, and hot room was pretty much an understatement. So I sit down, and I'm very careful to keep my knees together. And I don't know how women, I don't know how you do it. So I cook there for about 10 minutes. And then my man comes in and says, I am Ali. I said, yes, you are. Come, Ali says. So Ali is pretty light on words and pretty heavy on pounds. Ali looks to be expecting twins and has hair from the Planet of the Apes. He directs me to lie flat on the center stone. I do. Enter Turkish massage, which involves a lot of chopping, pulling of muscle from bone, and other pounding and pulling, which is truly not as pleasant as it might sound. Ali is a genius in using elbows, knees, to knead soft tissue. At one point, knee is used to soften buttocks area. This was the most unpleasant portion of the adventure, as the marble was not very forgiving on my reverse side. Enough said. So, once my entire body had been stretched, pulled, and properly kneaded, Ali explained, now wash. I was directed to one of the side marble benches. Being completely washed by another man is not something that I do ever. So Ali puts on a sandpaper-type glove and begins to methodically remove about 1 inch of my skin. He keeps showing me the glove. He was very proud of the glove. It is completely covered in removed skin. I nodded like this was great, and he keeps going. So then he took his fingernails and he used them to remove the top layer of my scalp of my head for about 10 minutes. Enter more soap, more scrubbing, more water. At last, I look like a drowned cat. Ali says, done. I can't move. I finally move my way and find my way back to the compartment and change. I took a pic with Ali, gave him a handsome tip for the trouble, and as I was walking out, I tried to wish him luck with the twins, but unfortunately, it didn't translate very well into the Turkish. So all in all, it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, something that I cannot say I'll ever want to do again, but at least I say that we've done. Truly, Turkey continues to be one of our favorite destinations. Besides taking a Turkish bath, go for the wonderful food, the warm hospitality, and the interesting history. For more details about seeing turkey and pictures from our bath experience, please visit our website at www.1000fights.com. Stay tuned for more episodes from the Fighting Couple podcast. Till then, keep on fighting.